I've got the pleasure of introducing Professor Mike Neary this morning, who's going to be delivering our keynote. So as tradition stands, just a bit of information and a bigger background as well. Mike is currently the Dean of Teaching and Learning at the University of Lincoln and is recently also now the Director of the Graduate School. Prior to working at the University of Lincoln, he was working at the University of Warwick, where he taught political sociology. And before then, Mike had a completely different career working in London and working in the youth and community education. His current research interests really rely around academic labour and the student experience, and some recent publications that are interesting to note include Teaching Politically, Policy, Pedagogy and the New European University, and the second one, A New Pedagogy of Space and Time, which is also being recently published as well. Mike in 2007 was awarded a National Teaching Fellowship, which those of you who are not from the UK is a fantastic award. It's a national award from the Higher Education Academy, and it really is given to people who demonstrate excellence in teaching and learning. Mike's talk today is entitled Student as Producer, Radicalizing Curriculum Development, Institutional Change in Higher Education. So if you join me today in just welcoming Professor Mike Neary to deliver our keynote this morning. Thank you.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Thank you very much to the SRHE for inviting me to come and talk to this newer researchers conference. It is a real pleasure and a privilege to be here to share with you my ideas and my work. I'm looking forward to being here for the whole of today and talking to you, and I think I'm be judging some of the posters, so I'm very much looking forward to that. My talk today is entitled Student as Producer, Radicalizing Curriculum Development and Institutional Change in Higher Education. Although I'm going to be talking to you about my work inside and outside an English university, I am going to put my work also into a global context and tell you a little bit about some new research I'm involved with in Chile, with the student movement in Chile. And actually, I'm going to be using Twitter. I hope to be able to show you how I've been using Twitter as what I think is a fairly powerful research tool. And the research is called Looking for Allende. It's about my search for the ex-president, Marxist president, Salvador Allende, who was the president from 1970 to 73 before the Pinochet coup. And I'm involved with colleagues and students in Chile and others and their campaign for free public education, as well as free housing, welfare, and health. Okay, I'm going to talk for about 45 minutes, allowing plenty of time, I hope, for questions. I think we've got an hour and a quarter altogether. Okay, take a deep breath and a drink of water. Okay, my name is Mike Neary. I am the Dean of Teaching and Learning at the University of Lincoln. The University of Lincoln is a fairly new university. It's about 10 years old. It has 15,000 students, approximately. It's a very progressive and radical project that those of us who work there talk of it as being a project. And you will know that it's had a very rapid rise up the league tables and has three colleges of arts and social science and science. I'm the director of the graduate school, and we have about 300 postgraduate research students, so it's not small. So in that capacity as the director of the graduate school, I do a lot of work with early career researchers and PhD students across all subject areas. I am a political sociologist, and I did teach sociology at Warwick for 15 years. And before that, I was in community education in South London. And my research is academic labour and student life, and I'm very interested in the future of higher education, with specific reference to conceptualise and bringing to life radical, revolutionary, reformist alternatives to higher education. That is to say, to bringing radical ideas to life. If I can get this to work. For those of you who are interested, this is a a recent interview I did. Oh, sorry, it's not quite the right page. Should be here somewhere. This is a recent interview I did with a class war university. Here I am. They slightly adapted the picture, but for those of you who want to find out about more about me, and there's a list of my articles on the end of this this piece. There you are. So I'm interested in bringing radical ideas to life, and I'll be talking about that work this morning. I'll be talking about Student Producer. I'll also be talking about the project we are doing in Lincoln that I'm involved in that is featured in this interview, which is the creation of a free cooperative in higher education in the city of Lincoln. A free cooperative in the city of Lincoln. So I want to tell you about that. And then I'm also, as I said, going to tell you about my work in Chile. I'll just put that in the center of the frame, just to make it... There you go. Give it a full whack. Okay, now this is a global conference, so I want to put my work into a global context and think about universities in that way. Universities play a key role in the development of economic and social policy. They're not just the object or victims of policy, but they're instruments of policy. And in much of the world, not all of it, and particularly not in Latin America, much of that policy is the promotion of neoliberalism, framed as the knowledge economy, world university rankings, MOOCs, the growth of international students as a major component of a country's export strategy. And when I want to find out something on global higher ed, I go to the work of Simon Marginson or Susan Robertson or Rajani Naidu or Peter Scott, who's going to be talking here tomorrow, I think. And much of these policies are financed by venture capital that was invented in American universities, or government grants, or student debt, and also new forms of marketization and financialization. And whenever I want to know about what's happening in terms of financialization in universities, I go to the work of Andrew McGettigan. And universities and academics have been involved in developing economic theories to support these activities, most recently neoclassical economics, also known as the Chicago School, which forms the basis of neoliberalism and was first trialed, as you know, in Chile in the 1980s, but also elsewhere around Europe, in particular in the UK, and it is being applied now to English universities. You know that Naomi Klein wrote an important work on these policies of the experimentation of neoliberalism, which she called shock doctrine. So much so that